This is KUT. Federal lawmakers have set their sights on repealing the Affordable Care Act as quickly as possible. According to a new study, if they succeed, Texas could lose thousands of jobs in the coming years. But as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, it could be more than just healthcare jobs.
Leighton Koo is a researcher at George Washington University. Together with the Commonwealth Fund, he released some projections on the effect of a repeal of the Affordable Care Act on jobs here in the U.S.
At the national level, we said, assuming that the repeal begins in 2019, that 2.6 million jobs could be lost across the country. In Texas, we were talking about 175,000 jobs could be lost.
Koo says that's, of course, if there's no replacement for the healthcare law and lots of people lose their health insurance. Jesus Garza is CEO of the Seton Healthcare System. He says he's hopeful there won't be masses of people losing their insurance. But if they do, Garza says it would be a big change in Texas.
Healthcare is a job creator, and I think the expansions, the benefits of the Affordable Care Act for the exchange, at least in Texas through the exchanges, provided an increased level of business for all of the healthcare providers.
Garza explains because more people got health insurance, healthcare providers like hospitals had to hire more people to take care of these new patients.
Were it to take place that all of a sudden that goes away and people don't have the ability to get access to care, then I could see where some jobs might be lost as a result of that.
And Leighton Koo's research found that would only be the tip of the iceberg. He says only about a third of the jobs lost will be in the healthcare sector. Koo says sectors like construction, real estate, finance, and retail will also be affected.
So this is something that economists sometimes describe as the multiplier effect, because money does not just stay in one place. When you get money, you want to go spend it someplace. And it goes into other pockets as well. And that's why the economic effects ripple out beyond healthcare.
And Jesus Garza with Seton says overall a lot of people could be affected by all this. But Central Texas and other urban parts of the state will likely be better off. Here in Austin, we have the Central Health Taxing District. So a lot of local tax dollars go to making sure people have access to healthcare.
It is really the rural areas that one has to worry about. Those areas don't have a lot of resources. There's rumors, people worried about what's going to happen to rural hospitals if all of a sudden some funding sources get compromised. And those are things that we always have to worry about.
According to a survey conducted by the Kaiser Family Foundation, roughly 28% of those surveyed want a replacement announced before lawmakers repeal the current health law. 20% said the law needs to be repealed now. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.